as I think about what's best for us as a group, you know, what's best for our time here together. We've got a half of a retreat left. I think really it's about developing more stillness, going deeper as we can. And what came to me around it is, first of all, the plan, given this is about the gradual training, is that these next 6 days, 7 days, whatever it is really devoted to sati, samadhi, and panya. And that's exactly what Ajahn Gunha talks about so often. He says that we should have sati, mindfulness, samadhi, and panya, wisdom, all the time. It really makes you think, well, what is that like? What is it like to have samadhi all the time as you're going through your day, getting your food, eating your lunch, walking, go to the bathroom? You know, sati, mindfulness, we're kind of used to hearing that. The mindfulness without wisdom is not... let's put it this way. Wisdom is so essential to real mindfulness, and then samadhi along with it. And so when we reflect on and take in and work with, practice with keeping sati, samadhi, and panya going, Ajahn Gunha said that that's nirvana here and now. We really to be in that space of stillness and clarity and, you know, attention, presence, and understand the true nature of reality. This is sublime. There's a teaching that the Buddha gave, and it was motivated by a question that Ananda asked him. And I have this printed on a handout that's waiting for you in the foyer on the bench. You don't need it now, but you can take it with you when you leave the hall. Ananda said to the Buddha, "Bhante, could a mendicant obtain such a state of concentration that they would have no eye-making, mind-making, and underlying tendency to conceit in regard to this conscious body? That they would have no eye-making, mind-making, and underlying tendency to conceit in regard to all external objects? That they would enter and dwell in that liberation of mind, liberation by wisdom, through which there is no more eye-making, mind-making, and underlying tendency to conceit for one who enters and dwells in it?" And the Buddha responded, "Yes, they could." "But how, Bhante, how could one obtain such a state of concentration?" Well, here, Ananda, a mendicant, thinks this is peaceful, this is sublime, that is the stilling of all activities, the relinquishing of all acquisitions, the destruction of craving, dispassion, cessation, nirvana. In this way, Ananda, one could obtain such a state of concentration that there would be no eye-making, mind-making, or underlying tendency to conceive in regard to this body, in regard to all external objects. Then he would enter and dwell in that liberation of mind, liberation by wisdom through which there is no more eye-making, mind-making, underlying tendency to conceive. And this is why in the Parayana I said, having comprehended the highs and lows in the world, he is not perturbed by anything in the world. Peaceful, fumeless, untroubled, wishless, he has, I say, crossed over birth and old age. To explain this a little bit, the words might seem a little strange if you're not familiar with some of these translations that happened, especially early on when translators were first putting the Pali texts into English. A newer translation calls eye-making ego and mind-making possessiveness. I'm not recalling what they call the underlying tendency to conceit, but it's that idea I am. So thus, sense of self disappears. And the mind is liberated by wisdom, by seeing the truth of the way things are. And so this is a contemplation. I printed the quote at the top. This is peaceful. This is sublime. That is the stilling of all activities, the letting go of all attachments, the ending of craving, dispassion, cessation, nirvana. So this reflection of, as we're going through our day, meditating, walking, whatever it is, as those thoughts arise that catch us and linger, we can turn to them and really take the opportunity to see what is it like when I invite myself at least to let go and to reflect on what really is peaceful and sublime. That the letting go, the stilling of the mind, the stilling of all activities, the stilling of all, or relinquishing, letting go of all acquisitions, is one translation, or all attachments. Just using that as a contemplation. Now, what's also important is to take care of ourselves. It's not like we can just take anything that arises and drop it. If that were so easy, we would have done it a long time ago. But some things are so painful, so sticky for us, and maybe it's unclear what they're about. So another component, I think, that's really important as we look at the peacefulness of letting it go is to really hold close to our heart and really availability of loving kindness. So on the other side of this page, I printed at the top, I will develop and cultivate the liberation of the mind by loving kindness. Make it my vehicle, make it my basis, stabilize it, exercise myself in it, and fully perfect it. This is another quote, of course, from the Buddha. And there's a very short sutta from the Samyutta Nikaya where the Buddha says that if someone were to give away 100 pots of food as charity in the morning and 100 pots of food as charity at noon and 100 pots of food as charity in the evening, and if someone else were to develop a mind of loving kindness, even for the time it takes to pull a cow's udder, you know, that's not probably something you do every morning, but a lot of people have. Maybe we come up with this, the time it takes to look up the weather. Either in the morning, at noon, or in the evening, this would be more fruitful than the former. So developing that mind of loving kindness, even for that amount of time it takes Google to get you the weather, would be more fruitful than giving away all of this wonderful food morning and night. Therefore, you should train yourselves like this. We will develop and cultivate the liberation of mind by loving kindness. Make it our vehicle, make it our basis, stabilize, exercise ourselves in it, and truly perfect it. So I think you all have the tools already that you need. Probably have a pretty good sense of when your mind is coming up with something that really needs to be examined and felt through or discussed with someone, when you can bring kindness to your own mental process if you become critical or harsh with yourselves, and then to really incline in this direction of peace. Reflecting on that as a refuge, relief, oasis, and finally your home. Ajahn Chah talked about your true home. You know, it's really where we let go of all attachments, where we're really immersed in them, and we see the true nature of all of these things that we have a tendency to cling to. So the schedule of this retreat has been fairly free, and we want you to have as much access to us as you need. We're going to have today, there's the opportunities to meet with Ayah Chaitanya. Tomorrow we'll start group practice sessions again. We'll post the schedule for that. So everybody will have an opportunity to come. But I think we agreed it would be optional. So you can decide if you want to show up or not. And please let us know if anything comes up that you, even if you have a doubt about whether something that's come up should be talked about with us, just talk to us, let us know. Catch us on the way in or out the hall, whatever is easy for you. And keep practicing. bring as much happiness into it as you can, and that it is the happy mind that's easily concentrated. And enjoy it.